Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Ohassan. That's Big Jerv. That's Black Trey. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you're getting the Bomb Overflow episodes. We're reviewing now Winning Time, which is a new HBO show about the 1980s Los Angeles Lakers. Also, you get the watch along opportunities. We did one on Thursday where we watched Jerv's bum ass Sixers get their bum asses beat down. We'll get to that in a second.
But also, we got the watch alongs for Cinephobe. Make sure you're a Patreon. And if you are a Patreon, thank you. And then make sure you get someone else to sign up. We do good shit around here. We're going to talk Power, which I'm like every... I realize the best way to watch Power is to do it half asleep. That way, like, you're a lot more tolerant for shit that doesn't make sense. We're going to talk about Snowfall and why everybody keeps ragging on my man Franklin's baby mama. Like, I've never seen the internet as united as they are on Franklin's baby mama. But first, Jerv, take us, man. Take us. Because, all right, to set the stage for Thursday, obviously the Sixers got their ass beat royally. That's not what we're going to talk about here. We're talking about Jerv being, like, just absent for most of the game.
Disgusting. That's what that nigga was being. Disgusting.
So, full honesty, because I feel like everybody's friends, and we can keep it real here. So I had every bit of plans to try and, you know, once I realized I wasn't going to the game, and that was a very defeating moment. But once I realized I wasn't going to be able to go to the game, I went to the plan of trying to find out where I'm going to watch the game. That turned into me realizing that I wasn't going to be watching the game anywhere other than my house. So I said, fuck it. I had an edible that I said, oh, well, maybe this would be dope if I take this around the start of the game time. And then by second quarter, everything started to get real droggy for me. Yeah. I remember making it through halftime. And then I kind of read the room on what was going on. And I said, you know what? There's no really reason to fight this off, right? Like, there's nothing to stay up for anymore. So that explains my absence on why I was not around to receive the ridicule, the tweets, the group chats. You know, I felt the love, and I appreciated it.
Oh, man. First of all, Trey was on your ass on Twitter, man. Like, just fire after fire. It's not shots fired. This is like straight up attack. This was an assault.
Yeah.
Let me read some of the tweets that Trey had from the other night. Someone, Brandon Guthrie, listener Brandon Guthrie at Jizzle 1121, whoa, tweeted Jerv at the game hot, right? He tagged me and Trey in the bomb account, and Trey said, I wish he would have went so we could see his stupid face. Then Trey went on to give us gems like, Jerv was moving nasty out here over wins over the Knicks and Wolves. If Brad Beal watching, he might as well stay in Washington. Y'all got Bruce Brown pointing into the camera and like Chris Webber in the 90s. And then finally, yeah, I'm turning this shit off. Dot trying to dunk. Oh, yeah. Man.
Explain yourself.
I mean, listen, brother. It is what it is, right? Like, I'll be the first to admit, no matter where I may think Joel Embiid, James Harden, and all of them rank in the, you know, the ranking of NBA players right now, no matter how high you have Joel Embiid, there's something called being the best in the world. And when you're the best in the world, you really don't ever want to play them teams, right? So I'm officially on the, I'm kind of cool on trying to play Brooklyn. I see what it is. And, There's no reason for me to front on that, right? Like, yeah.
Okay, so hold on. All right, first of all, there's this excerpt that we're not just going to gloss over. After we're roasting Jerv left and right, Jerv said, y'all funny. They played terrible, too much one-on-one shit. They haven't done that at all till this game. And I said,
they hadn't.
It's almost like they're not playing the Knicks anymore. Jerv. Funny guys, they won't play this bad again. And I literally screenshot it because, like, do you not see, like, they are absolutely going to play like this again? Not every night, but this level of effort is going to happen again.
They're shutting down Embiid and Harden.
First of all,
they haven't played together, bro.
It's not a shutdown. It's not a shutdown. First of all, knocking on wood, right? As a Sixers fan, I'm beyond happy that my man is still upright right now, right? Joel Embiid, whoa. I'm happy Joel Embiid is still active and playing basketball. Right. So my bad. But at the same time, I need to be realistic. You can only get a certain seed, right? It doesn't really matter what seed they get to me, in my opinion, because at some point in time, you're going to have to play certain teams, right? So you just want to get in and be as healthy as fucking possible. That means you've been rolling the dice this entire year with Embiid. There's no reason to fucking play with fire right now, right? Like, you just want to be healthy in the playoffs. And dude, you know, like, listen, man, we got to nurse the hamstring, right? Like, we got to pay attention to that. We don't want to make it get worse when these games right here don't mean anything. Like, it's all about June and hopefully July, right? Like, so we don't give a fuck about these games right here. We're going to have to play these teams at some point anyway, so might as well come into the playoffs full strength.
All right,
Jerv, as a watcher of basketball, right? Don't you think that you would want more games under the belt to prepare for this situation? Because they've hold on before you deep sigh. How many games have they played together?
Five.
So you honestly think that less than 10 games is going to translate into the most intense basketball that they're going to experience throughout this whole season? Where teams are going, because again, think about this logically. You think less than 10 games together is going to prepare them for the playoffs?
I think that I understand what you're saying. I think we're all overreacting to fucking the fucking Brooklyn Nets. Like, niggas want me to go off of one game, and I can't go off of five. Like, I'm going off of five, and everyone else's experiment is off of one game, well, right?
But the
I'm
problem the is the because the you know who the five were against.
Well, one of those games was against fucking the Bulls.
The Bulls everybody when nobody played. Bulls. When nobody played other than DeRozan.
They had no guards, and they had no Vucevic. So if you want to parade that too, go for it.
Like,
no Caruso was there.
You can't ignore the fact that I'm just saying, like, the teams they played were like not like everyone was a hand behind their tied behind their back or whatever. This is my question to you, Jerv. Was there nothing that scared you at all? Like, that Harden, like, to me, if Harden had gone 3 for 100, I would have been fine. I would be like, yeah, it happens. You have a bad game, whatever. But this nigga went 0 for 2.
Oh, so let me be 100% clear. I watched that game and said, I do not want to play Brooklyn in the playoffs. Here you go. I'm not saying Milwaukee would be sweet or anything like that, but I do think sometimes you match up better with other teams. And I think Milwaukee is a team that they match up better with.
Bro,
they don't have,
I'm not talking,
they don't have
bro,
Kevin
I'm not
Durant and fucking.
I'm not talking about matchups. I'm talking about this man pulled a Ben Simmons half of that game. Oh, he took two shots. He took two.
Hey, and they let it pass in me. Hey, they let it pass. Like, it's not going to be normal.
Oh, my God.
He was deferring to Tobias.
I think at that point in time, you saw what it was. Like, we weren't winning that game. Everyone, let's keep it real.
I'm not talking about the fourth quarter.
I'm talking about when you watched that first quarter, right? Sure. Did you look at that and say, oh, they ain't got no shot? Let me be honest.
Jerv, game of runs, first of all. You know that.
Absolutely.
Unless you don't watch basketball. I don't know if you watch basketball like us. There are games of runs. There have been 20-point leads. There have been 30-point leads that have been broken. First of all, he was called out by the TNT cast. They asked, he needs to come out and play better. What does he do? Turn that bitch
over. Shut it down.
The next thing, he did not look to even score, bro.
He shut it down. He shut it down, and why? Because he want to go out with Meek Mill and Lil Baby after the game, not in Philadelphia, not in Atlantic City, not
I'll
in
give
Delaware,
pass.
Not in Camp.
I'll give him a pass.
That he went to New York to go out?
No, this is the only thing. The owner's on why I'm giving him a pass because it was Zoe's birthday. and Zoe is his best friend, and it had zero to do with the game, and he was going to do that regardless. But his track record, which I told Jerv, it don't help him. So from here on out, that honeymoon stage with the Sixers is going to run so thin that he's going to get cooked.
But, Trey, you know what I want to talk about? I don't want to roast Harden. Harden's Harden. Sixers is Sixers. Yeah. I want to roast the city of fucking Philadelphia. Y'all talk all that shit about we're a tough sports town and y'all pussy and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And y'all showed up to that game and you booed that man twice.
We were down 20 in the first quarter. Kevin Durant was right, dog. It's hard to boo when you getting your ass kicked
Nope. I thought like they were going to be like, fuck it. We're just going to start just fucking with him.
Just focus on him.
Point. Yeah. I ain't got to worry about a game.
We couldn't focus on
him. Why not? He didn't do anything.
Y'all got class, huh?
I've been telling y'all mofos for years now. Niggas is still chastising us for some fucking Santa Claus shit that happened in 1975 or something, right? It's a whole new generation of people. All right, yeah, man gave... Bruh, when you're getting that ass tapped and then also the nigga that you traded for now all of a sudden is not playing well and you're watching his impact on the entire team because now Joel Embiid just wants to get fucking fouled. He doesn't want to shoot. He just wants to go to the foul line 15 times and talk in the first quarter and talk shit. Like, you start seeing all this. You see your life flashing in front of your eyes. We couldn't talk shit.
I'm going to just say this. First of all, that nigga Embiid is going to slide because number one and two on the list is the city of Philadelphia and James Harden. Like, them two are – they're like, Embiid, you can't talk all that shit. Durant took his lunch, bro. Durant was like,
Kevin Durant. He's the best.
I know he's Kevin Durant. But I would assume that when you ask inside that building who the best player in the world is, they got a different answer. You can't have your lunch taken like that. You can't be walking around saying, I'm the best player in the league, and get sunned like that. He got sunned. It wasn't even like, oh, we're battling, and he got the better of me or whatever. It's like, yo, my bad. I don't know why I spoke up, Mr. Duran. I apologize.
You know what, Jerv? I would have took an edible, too. God, they was getting their ass beat.
I'm actually kind of happy. By the way,
yo, how about this? How about, like, it wasn't even – fuck Durant. Fuck Kyrie. How about Seth Curry? Sun y'all asses, man.
So this is where – sun y'all asses. This is where I put more blame on Glenn Rivers than I do on most people on the court. Because, like in that Atlanta series, they realized, for as nice as homie is, I'm a huge fan. Didn't want him to roll. Can't play no motherfucking D, so they made him work on defense. Glenn, for some reason, doesn't make him work on defense. He allows him to hide, and then you come out with the dumbest defensive mind frame where you're trapping Kevin Durant as soon as he comes over half court, and you're leaving all these other fucking shooters just wide open. So that's not on anyone other than Glenn Rivers, my man. No one else than Glenn.
As a staff record label and a motherfucking crew. Like that whole 215. You need to, like, all y'all need to take a fucking go on a retreat or something.
If it was a 90s chill pill.
Yeah, take a chill pill. I honestly don't want to hear any, like, today on the radio, they were like, you want to talk something about the Sixers or like we're previewing something. I'm like, I can't talk.
Why are y'all so mad? Like, I've been seeing you. Why all these people and everyone's so upset at Philadelphia 76ers fans? I don't understand. What did we do? Because we got
you hold out. You hold out.
My nigga.
You hold out. First of all,
don't do that. Y'all had newscasters. Y'all had
dog.
My nigga, it's almost unbearable at this point, bro.
Bro, you know all the shit we had to go through, all the ridicule we had to go through when these motherfuckers, when we were trusting the process and all the laughters, you think we just going to be humble now? Fuck no. Y'all talked all this shit. We finally have some sort of opportunity, whether it works out, to clap back finally. Like, but we can't.
But has it worked out?
I mean, they 5-1 with dude. Like, it ain't like.
This is why I respect Knicks fans, because they would have found some. Yeah, but your shoes is bummy. Nobody wants to wear your. They would have said some shit. There's no way Madison Square Garden would have just been silent. Oh, he touched the ball. Let's boo now, guys. Get the fuck out of here. So soft.
So what were they supposed to do? They were supposed to throw something at him? They did Ben Simmons' chance.
I definitely would have wanted beer thrown on him. to restore the feeling. Nigga, they was throwing batteries at LeBron in Cleveland, nigga. Cleveland go harder than you niggas.
How about this?
No one brings that shit up, but y'all still bring up Santa Claus.
Make a sign. How about that?
You know damn well they were stopping all them signs at the door.
No, they weren't stopping shit, man.
You trying to tell me nobody brought signs up at all?
Nobody brought signs. That's what I'm telling you.
All right. Well, this is mad disrespect going on for my motherfucking town. Y'all out of pocket.
You're completely. Yeah. Philadelphia's off the menu for at least a week. Maybe let's see next Sunday. Maybe we'll have some conversations. But for now, I don't want to hear shit about Philly. I really don't care. And shout out to James Harden for being the best friend in the world, apparently. It's his birthday. I'm going to go out no matter what. What is that, man?
I was a little hot. What
is that? Dog, like I said, go out anyway. You went, go out in New York? Nah, man. Hey, can't do that. You can't.
Yo, it was weird seeing all them.
It can't be New York.
No, here's the thing. And that's.
He could have gone.
Listen, Philly inherited that shit knowing what they was going to get. Daryl Morey is going to allow that shit.
Trey, if he flew to the Bahamas, I would have had a better time. I would have accepted it. He went to New York? Dog, people on Durant for leaving Oklahoma for Golden State. To me, this is 100 times worse. Because this nigga bitched about the city. Like, he bitched, I don't like it here.
We're not about to act like Philly's not like a popping city, though. Like, it's shit to do here, bro. Like,
you convincing us? Why don't you convince your man?
Maybe he didn't want to go out in the city after getting that ass tap or whatever. Maybe he thought it was best to go back to where everybody said he can't go. You know, he went back home. You know, when he heard that, he heard it back home.
I don't even think that's home.
That's not home. Nigga.
That ain't home. But also, 3,000
miles in the wrong direction. Yeah,
New Yorkers just don't give a fuck either. They're not gonna even say shit. They could be like, all right, nigga, whatever.
I can't wait.
Wait for what, Jerv? What could you wait for?
A nigga to run some more stairs?
Yeah, for real. Oh, he was so happy when he did that.
Oh, it's so performative, bro.
Jerv was so happy when he saw him do that.
I just want you to move better. You're a father.
You said you can't wait. What can't you wait for, Jerv? I'm genuinely curious here.
I mean, They get the right matchups, and they don't play Brooklyn in the playoffs. They have an opportunity.
You said I can't wait, and you clapped your hands.
I can't wait to see how this all plays out.
No, that's you have to have something.
I just don't want to play Brooklyn. They play anybody but Brooklyn. We good money.
Hey, listeners, please clip that quote.
I can't wait.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I can wait, nigga. How about that? I can't wait.
Everybody.
The video
with your daughter was cute, but I don't want to see that shit no more.
I'm muted, Jerv.
You know what? That's a good idea, man. We gonna mute this nigga until the season over, because I just can't handle it. I can't handle my friend out here delirious.
Mark Lamont Hill had more fucking gas in his tank than anybody in the Sixers.
I was nervous for that nigga, bro. I was nervous for that nigga.
I really was worried.
I seen the veins coming out that nigga neck, bro.
That nigga was holding his head. He was yelling at the ref. He's just.
I'm glad I didn't go to that game, because I'm about to say, Jerv.
Yeah,
I might have snapped on Harden.
Dog, and you guys are right there by the bench too, right?
Yeah,
where Mark seats are? Nah, man, and that would have been all bad, all bad. Let's move on. Let's get into Snowfall, man. Mama's back. Sissy Franklin Sissy Saint is back. She's tanned. She's rested. She's relaxed. Everything cool. She also knows the fucking Teddy 100% murked her husband. And Franklin basically been living in denial this whole time. Talking about, we don't know. It's like, That's some wild ass shit. What else is going on? Let's actually, you know what? I don't want to talk about that.
I got a whole little situation though. First of all, bro. All
right, give me what you got.
Leon, this nigga.
This nigga.
Tupac.
What's wrong with this nigga, bro?
This nigga.
What book did he read for him to all of a sudden feel like he got to embody the whole project and go up against the cops?
Nigga watched Black Panther but didn't finish it. He just got to the point where the shit king turned it off. Like, that was a great movie.
I'm sick of that nigga already, bro. I don't know what he think he doing. Then the snitching. How many shows we gonna get based on the 80s about niggas snitching on raps?
I mean,
this is when it started though.
Okay. Yep. Niggas rapping other niggas' lives.
Who's that supposed to be? Is that supposed to be someone? Or are they just like,
I mean, if Franklin's supposed to be Freeway Rick Ross, I wonder who is being funded.
There was a nigga in like season one or season two who had the camera, and that's supposed to be like young John Singleton. Like, mm-hmm. when they're like, oh, what you doing? It's like, no, it's just a documentary or whatever.
Maybe it's motherfucking Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, that's what I was thinking about. It was a cube.
I mean, he ain't no gangster.
I mean, well.
He was in South Central and he's performative, so. Yep.
I thought Freeway Ricky Ross said that it veered off or whatever after like season one.
I'm just saying the inspiration, bro.
I'm not saying Cube was around Freeway, like whatever. I'm just saying, like, it's gotta be somebody. The idea, like,
yeah, because you got because they twisting the characters for sure.
Dre? Yeah.
Nah, Dre ain't doing that. Dre was a DJ and a background dancer. And he was in Compton. Them niggas is in Watts.
Yeah.
They ain't even over there.
I mean, but yo, this bull was on top of the fucking roof of the projects with a skateboard.
I thought about Trey. I thought about Trey.
That's me. That's me for sure. Weird nigga. So,
nigga with dragons on his shirt.
The dragons on my shirt, bro. Hey, like, that nigga said, jump off, nigga.
Jerome.
That nigga said, jump off. Bro, I get chills watching Jerome, bro, because I just see my dad. That's all I see. Like Jerry Curl, Jerome, the buff nigga, bro.
Jerome be making me laugh every time, man. Every time that nigga talk.
That nigga
he kind of annoyed me this episode.
Why is that?
It's something so simple. Yo, his attire, like, man.
That could be killing.
First of all,
man.
My nigga had the full mink on. I'm looking at this shit. I'm like, in the 80s, this white ass restaurant, this black table with all these minks on. Just tell everybody you're drug dealers without telling them you're drug dealers. Yeah.
Nigga ordered mojitos at a fucking sushi restaurant. We'll start with a taste of Cuba.
Hey, I love how she hit him with the etiquette. Like, yeah, nigga, man. What are you doing, bro?
Everybody roasted him.
Yo, and then he had the full black leather joint on it when he was listening to the music with like the most iced out medallion I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Hey, what Peaches got?
AIDS.
I think so too.
Peaches got AIDS, man. Like, we know that shit for a fact, bro. Like, yeah. It's like, it's a show in the 80s and someone's sick and coughing the whole time.
And coughing all the whole time. Yeah. That you know how they tried to steal that back in the days. They was making that shit seem like that.
Is this the last season?
I don't know.
I was going to say, because they probably won't address the AIDS part with him this year. They'll do what they did with Len Bias. They'll have the start of next season start off with the Magic Johnson fucking... press conference or some shit.
Yeah, or some shit like that. Yeah.
Veronique is killing me though. She, first of all, she just popped out of nowhere.
That's the baby mama.
Franklin's baby mama.
The one that looks like Urkel with the wig on.
So she did.
Girl boss.
Dog, the internet has been roasting this poor girl. She looked like an old woman. She's she's not Franklin's mama. Hold on, let me find the
first time I saw her, I was just like, yo, he's 24 with the world in his hands. I don't really think this is, well, you know, let me not be judgmental.
Here we go. This is the one. That shit is just every time they pan him. Because she always be making that face too. That's a crazy thing. Mm-hmm. She always be making that face.
Looking like Urkel with the wig on is crazy. Yeah, she do.
She always be making these cockeyed cock face kind of. Wait, here's another one.
I think she the CIA on the sneak.
I was just about to say that.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Oh,
look at that's that. Her, look at, right? That's her for that. Real.
Is that really her?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
I was waiting on you at the dough. That's the type of posture she got.
Yo, oh why God. Does she have so much control? Like, damn, Franklin, really? No one told
Hold
you.
Hold on.
No.
Really? Really? How? Can I explain to you?
No one taught Franklin. Where Jerome ain't put Franklin on game, no nothing.
The same shit's Jerome. Happened to Jerome. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Them Saint men ain't shit. Them Saint men and pussy with, bro.
They just be falling right in that shit. Yeah,
yo, his auntie be wildin' too, though.
Louis?
She be wild. Louis be fucking wildin'.
She's reckless, man.
She is so reckless at this point. She got a taste of power and just can't have no... All of them don't have no control of power. They think they got power. They got fake power.
Yep. Like, and like, the whole thing with Franklin is like, this shit can only end one way, man. No matter how much legitimacy you get, like, you know,
their defense, they don't know that yet. I mean, they don't have Scarface and all those movies out yet. They're actually living the lives that we're going to end up doing movies on, letting everyone know how this story ends.
Fair point. No, but I'm with you, Trey. I think she's DEA. I think she definitely like some sort of double agent or whatever, which is wild because she'd be willing to get knocked up over this shit. Like that's next level undercover work, man.
I mean, but what if she don't ever have the kid and he get caught before?
She probably not pregnant.
That's what.
She's definitely not showing. Thing. That's true. Like, yeah,
she ain't show shit.
I mean, she's far enough along that they telling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't been to one doctor's bathroom yet. We ain't seen no morning sickness, no queasiness, no nothing. She out here still running.
No ultrasound.
I think all the women in his life gonna fuck him over.
So his mom,
gonna
be
mama,
it's gonna be his mama gonna snitch too. She gonna take him. Is she
snitching, or is that like sort of like Mexican cartel type shit?
I think that's like some KGB communist Cuban, like some motherfuckers she met in Cuba.
Yep.
Like that's trying to get
Teddy, because remember he was running in that fucking forest and shit, and he got away. Yep. So it's probably
paying attention to the
because they killed old boy.
Yep.
Remember they killed old boy that was like getting like tortured or some shit, and he went in there and killed them. They want him, and he been on the run, hiding and shit, and he back over here walking around like he motherfucking, you know, whoever, untouchable, and she gonna give him up. And I think that's what's gonna happen, because, you know, she gonna be like, my family is gonna be cool, and she probably gonna try to get Franklin to get over there and go to Cuba. I think Franklin gonna die, though. Not this season, but before it
ends. He's gotta die.
Nah, he goes to jail.
You think he goes to jail?
He goes to jail.
Then we're gonna get modern day Franklin coming out of jail. Yeah,
the American gangster one. When 40 years later, and he just opens the fence and he hears rap music playing.
Yeah, he's like, "What is this shit? What is this? What is this jungle music?" Frank Lucas looked like when he came out. Lucas was walking around with cross colors and baggy jeans and shit. And this thing was like, what in the world? What are these jigaboos up to now? man. Like, it's wild though. Like, how everybody's gonna fuck him over, man. Not intentionally, but that's kind of.
Jerome. You talking about the women?
I think everyone's gonna fuck him over.
No, everybody, because Jerome gonna do whatever Louis tells him.
Whatever
to do.
Louis
and
says.
I think after him hearing that tape, remember when he stopped the tape? He rewinded it.
Yeah.
That done put the fuel in his back too.
Because
right now they already on eggshells getting mad that they have to take orders from him.
Right.
So that tape gonna be the first thing to be like, all right, fuck Franklin, baby.
Right.
I would agree with y'all.
The only thing is that I think that when it comes down to it, he's going to end up. I think it is going to come down to a point where he has to decide between Louis and Franklin as far as like the family. And I think that this episode showed he's really all about family, as crazy as it sounds. So I think
he's always been, though.
Yeah. Jerome just wants everyone to be cool. That's his thing. But like when the choice comes, man, I think he's going to choose with Louis, man. Because again, them Saint men and pussy, man. It just they can't say no.
I didn't see that thing take out some of the best I thought around.
The most powerful weapon on the world.
Hell yeah.
Do you identify as crypto curious? If you've thought about entering the world of cryptocurrency but felt a little overwhelmed, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple. Cryptocurrency might feel like a secret exclusive club, but Coinbase believes that everyone, everywhere should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or just getting started, Coinbase can help. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're looking to diversify, just getting started, or searching for a better way to access crypto markets, start today with Coinbase. And for a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/BOMM. Sign up at coinbase.com/BOMM for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/BOMM.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
From the most powerful weapon in the world to the most powerific weapon in the world, power. What? Like, okay, so.
Sucks.
Let me get this straight, because two guys died on this, like, insane raid that they did. Now everybody's out on the deal. Even though they got what they wanted, which is open up the pipeline. Because two guys died. They acted like they had. And by the way, one of them was like a fucking corner boy. All right. Let's be real. Jeremiah ain't no lieutenant.
That nigga he was a future lieutenant when the takeover was going to happen, though.
Whatever. Yeah. But
hey, man. Listen, I got so much for this shit right here. I'm irritated. First of all, Diamond Vic and the brother split with Tommy.
Why?
I already know this is a brother's doing. He got niggas. He good at manipulating.
Why the white boy leave then?
Because, again, he...
Because his man was talking about, like, that was easy and got shot in the face. Yeah. Come on, man. Yes.
He's not... I think the one they keep highlighting with him is he's not really built... His pop is right. He's not built for this shit.
Right. He gonna be in too deep. He gonna fuck himself up and get himself either killed... Or he gonna cost the family shit and gonna be like, damn, my dad's
already
right,
willing to throw it. He about to throw it all away for some yams,
I think he gonna become him. I think he gonna become him and become one of Tommy's enemies towards the end. He's gonna start to develop that. You know what I mean? Like right now, he too reckless. Right? They stole Brayden and Tariq's plan.
Yeah, with the lockers.
Bar for bar, like
they did that in Power's defense. I believe they did that in season one of Ghost. Yeah, I think when they was doing their pickups and shit, they was not as specific as that, but they were having like locations that they would go and they had keys and all that shit for. So Tariq and them actually got that.
Wasn't it the laundromats that they were doing that, or am I?
No, that was where they were washing the bread at, I think.
Oh, okay.
But remember, they had the sophisticated like drop off system and pickup system before the Joan with the pink shoes came on the scene and fucked everything up, and then they had to switch it all around because she was killing all the fucking carriers and shit.
Yeah. I remember now. Yeah, I guess. I mean, okay. But what was that suit that he was wearing, man?
I
thought he was going to tear off his shit. Be like,
the nigga had the Men's Warehouse joint. Claudia catching
warehouse like that, bro.
All right, man.
Don't do that because they at least give you a suit that's all one piece.
Yeah, like this nigga had like
my nigga had disposable arms.
You know what it looked like? You ever show up to picture day at school and you didn't wear like a shirt or like a college shirt or a suit or whatever, so they give you this fake ass shit that literally sits like it ends right here at the shoulders, like it drapes over you like a barber cape.
That's and so then, fucking funny.
Yeah, that's what that shit looked like, man.
Yo, Claudia catching bodies now
and acting her ass on, like, I'm like, oh, give me a fucking break. Mm-hmm. With
she's overselling
hyperventilating.
It.
Oh my god!
She killed the first person, and now she done caught two bodies. She's gonna be addicted to it. Like now, her second burial, she's okay. She like, all right, it's whatever. Now, fuck it. This is who we are. I think Tommy gonna start fucking her soon.
Is she what? Wait, but I thought she. Oh well, we don't know.
What
I thought she was into women. I didn't think.
Yeah, like but that. I think she gonna fall into the whole protection shit.
Tommy don't do white. Oh yes, he does. Holly, I forgot. Never.
What? Mind.
I forgot.
Don't be creating them fake rules for Tommy. Tommy smashing anything. JP's son stalks Tommy and finds out that basically he is his uncle.
That nigga.
By the way, Tommy's really ass if knowing someone's following, because Young Bull's not really being discreet.
Like, oh my God, it's like, yo, I want you to follow. You know what he looked? He looked like fucking Spice Adams behind the tree. Just like fucking creeping. Just creeping. I'm like, this is who you got to spy on somebody.
Hey, we did not need the fucking diamond sex scene.
From the chick he just met?
Yeah, that was a trash sex scene, by the way.
He smashed off her being in his seat in the booth. But also, she the cops for sure. She might be bigger.
All these niggas is out here fucking with the cops. That shit crazy.
Fucking with the cops, bro. She's somebody for sure. Cause she's trying to figure out. She bigger than law enforcement though. She gonna be somebody else. Cause she building a case with that nigga. Then motherfucking Walter Flynn coming in like he John Wick.
Yo, okay, wait, hold on. Before we move on, one little thing in the sex scene. I won't lie, I was thrown off when she said, "You gonna come for me?" I was like, "Oh, they can say that on TV." I was like, "We watching porn here? What's going on?" Oh yeah, Walter Flynn. By the way, man, what a dick. He goes to the dude's funeral, tells his son, "This is your fault," basically. Then son was like, "I'm bringing my black girlfriend to family Sunday dinner." I won't lie. I thought for a second it was Flynn that did the hit himself on his own son.
Yeah, I definitely thought he put the hit, like little, not a hit, but to scare him.
Yeah.
Hey, the funniest shit though, when they hit the ground, he still was laying on the ground. Shorty pulled up the gun and started shooting. When you become that?
But then after she shot, again, it's the like these motherfuckers are just terrified and shit. I'm
it's
like,
okay. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Calm down. Okay.
Look at me. Look at me, Gloria.
Let me ask y'all this. Flynn,
what's up?
How is it me or the Serbians?
I don't think they did it.
No. Are they just not that tough? Because it seems like anybody can just walk up and kill these niggas and nothing happens to them.
The Serbs getting bodied in this motherfucker. Yo.
Like, damn. I thought y'all was supposed to be the big, bad, tough crew. Yeah, like, niggas just killing y'all and then they just out here in daylight the next day.
Walking into the restaurant, fucking, there ain't nobody on guard or anything like that.
Nobody patted them down or anything. Yeah.
Just let this nigga walk in, huh? Nah, man, this shit is so powerific, man. It's so powerific. The FBI raid and the nigga couldn't remember the password.
Hey, that's some real nigga moments though. Even though he didn't know the password, but nigga, the capture and all that shit be pissing me off because I forget passwords all the fucking time. I'm in that motherfucker like, hey, if they raided my shit, niggas would have took me in already because I would be in that motherfucker like, damn, it's case sensitive.
I didn't like the hood FBI agents. Where you go get them documents? Like, there's no fucking agent talking about them documents, man. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I love representation, but come on, man. Like, what are we doing here? The other FBI, that nigga was just mad for no reason. Like, nigga, we just met you. How you walk in, man?
This nigga, Walter, he be sick enough to barely stand the fuck up, but the nigga want to catch bodies. And he ain't got no cough. All of a sudden, nigga, he hit that motherfucker. Pew, pew, pew. Pew. I'm going to leave you alive. Yeah, you tell your boss. You know what? She can tell him.
Pew. Yeah.
Yo. This fucking show is hilarious, dude. It only gets worse. Like,
they can't renew this one.
Oh, it's already got picked up.
Yeah, dog.
Oh.
This shit is never ending. You know it's going to be like 30 seasons of Power in multiple varieties. It's never going to end. It'll never stop.
Tommy, for as dope of a co-star he was, He's the classic number two guy that doesn't need to be the star of the team. He just doesn't need to be.
Yeah, he definitely don't need his own team. Nigga like Kyrie. He like Kyrie, my nigga. Like, you be like, hey, him and Bron was cool, my nigga. But you go and put that nigga on his old shit, you be like, man, I don't know what niggas was thinking.
This nigga wild.
It's funny because I forgot. I wasn't caught up on Ozark, so I've been watching it the last couple of days, and I forgot he's in there. He plays the KC mob's son, and he does a good job. Like he's like really good, which reminds me all the time is like a lot of times we call actors bad actors, but really what it is you know, they got a bad script, bro. Like you give me like a good script and a good director, and like motherfuckers will act their ass off because this motherfucker is great on fucking Ozark.
But I mean, again, and this is no shot at him. Again, in Ozark, he's playing the supportive role. It's not like on Ozark, he's the main. His character is the main character in Ozark, and it's all about him. He has a very minimum role in Ozark.
He's in Nicki Minaj has a new video. Well, I don't know how new it is, but she got a video. It's her and Lil Baby, but Tommy is in it. He plays like an FBI agent. And it's like, oh, you gotta go interrogate him. And like it's just like he's terrible. He's terrible at it. But again, it's like, yeah, man, because there's no fucking script, and the director probably, all right, man, like do some cool shit. Like they got to be better, man. Everybody's got to do better.
Yeah.
This nigga, he's the Gary Owen of dramatic black television. He's going to be doing black shit forever now, man.
Oh, one thing. Was anyone else shocked that Tommy's brother wants into the game now?
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
No, I want that nigga to get a haircut. That's what I want him to get. That perm. That perm is pissing me the fuck off, man.
Crazy Shag.
That nigga hair look nuts, dog. He look like when niggas kicked in the door,
He looks nuts, man. He's a weird looking dude. You notice that, like his facial features? I'm like, the fuck? What ethnicity is this guy supposed to be?
He for sure is typecasting for black white nigga.
Yeah. Like to let people
black,
know.
Black white nigga.
Like people show up for the audition light skin and like, no, you look too niggerish, man. Like I need somebody.
I need somebody with a white mom and just a little pinch of nigga.
A pinch of nigga. Just a little.
Hey, having a pinch of nigga is crazy. Cause that shit. His hair still look like he brushed that shit backwards. Yep. He got the Sidney Poitier. But his skin is just right. It's just the right type of brown. It's cold. Yep.
It's that like, weird right. brown.
He's like 1 degree of like blackface.
you know who kind of like that, by the way? The cop on Snowfall, the hating ass cop. Mm. He's got a little bit of like weird mixes.
I don't fuck with him either. He's a wild nigga.
You muted.
You know who he reminds me of?
Sean. You look like Sean with hair.
Who Eric Andre?
Yes.
He do got an Eric Andre flow.
Yes. Yo, I think that, he makes me not like Eric Andre even more. I don't know why, but I'm just like, yo, that's him. I can't fool with boy, yo.
I think he look like producer Sean, man, with hair. Hair and a mustache. Am I wrong?
I can see it. But I'm also not the best. I'm the one to tell you everybody looks like such and such, and then the entire room goes, nah, it looks nothing like that person.
Oh, man. Nah, man. Fucking fake ass Eric Andre is a funny line though. Oh man. All right. I think that's gonna do it for us here. Short and sweet. We got y'all up to date. Make sure to catch us on the Patreon. Patreon.com/countthethings. We're gonna be doing Winning Time in the foreseeable future, at least until I don't know, until something else will come up. For Black Trey, for Big Jerv, it's me, your boy Amino Hassan. Stay black, motherfuckers.